How many times have our patients returned to our office and are just stuck in the cycle of chronic inflammation? We throw everything we have at them, nothing changes, and even our dentists are frustrated. Rather than throwing our hands up and shrugging, we need to be turning to PerioTrace by PerioProtect. I have seen the evidence firsthand and have helped so many hygienists find this resource because it really works, which is why there are so many products on the market now trying to imitate them. The results are speaking for themselves, but rather than going with an unproven product, stick with the only periodontal medicine delivery system cleared by the FDA. And not only that, but their support team is seriously among the best I've ever encountered, from the education to implementation to support when there's the inevitable bumps on the road. They are there for you. If you want to get in contact with them to learn more about how you can treat your patients better, head over to perioprotect.com/RDH. And on that site, at the bottom is a contact form that you can fill out or simply email them directly to ask for help. This is one thing I truly believe should be in every dental practice. perioprotect.com/RDH to stop the cycle of chronic inflammation.
A Tale of Two Hygienists presents this week's Tipisode, quick and easy tips to keep you up to date and presented by the experts in the profession. Now, get ready for your unofficial Tipisode. Welcome to our Tipisode, but Andrew and I are going to take this one over. I know you guys don't hear from us a lot on these Tipisodes, and this particular one, we want to give some tips on how you can utilize the whole platform of A Tale of Two Hygienists. I know we started off as this lovely little podcast, and then we expanded to the Tipisodes, and now we have Fast Facts, but we've expanded to our social media account. Our website has a lot of videos, and we just wanted to chit-chat a little bit about all the cool things that you can use and the tips to utilize A Tale of Two Hygienists to get all the benefits. Right, Andrew?
Yep, that sounds good. So what we're going to do is we're going to go over our top five tips to get the most out of A Tale of Two Hygienists. Because you're right, we have done a lot of things. So our number one is going to be the podcast and the ability to get...
tried and true.
Yeah, like the one that's been going on for 5+ freaking years.
Crazy.
You guys have heard us talk about this before. It's really important. It's on every single episode. But we offer continuing education as part of what we do here. And I think it's something that is definitely used, but it might be underutilized, or maybe you guys don't really, really understand how to use it. So maybe if, Michelle, we can take a quick little minute and talk about the process, like the step-by-step process of how to utilize the CE.
Let's do it.
Okay. So first things first, there's two ways to do it, right? If you're accessing the CE through our show notes, there is a way to go and take the test first. I don't necessarily recommend it, but I know that that's a test-taking strategy that a lot of people do, is they don't actually read the content first. They look at the test first, and then they go back and listen to the episode.
Yeah.
Completely cool if you guys do that. The other thing is to listen to the episode and then go take the test. The test is, you can find it in several different places, but I think the easiest way to look into show notes, by the way, is not on our top five. We should have put show notes as like one of the things that you can use to utilize A Tale of Two Hygienists.
I mean, there's so many resources in our show notes. And we have really great writers for our show notes. So definitely use them.
Yeah. So you can go through there. You just click on the links and it'll take you through to CE Zoom. CE Zoom hosts all of the testing part and the delivery of the actual credit to you. Okay. So make sure you guys go there, have an account. It's awesome. It's a great platform. And then it's simple. It's five questions. Actually, I probably shouldn't say it's simple. It's only five questions though. They are critical thinking questions though. So you really do have to listen to the episode.
And related to the episode. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's that. That's all I have about CE.
Yeah. No, go take it. Utilize it. Because you can never have too much. And I know this now because I'm traveling and I'm looking at getting licenses in multiple states, and the gradient of like what, like who takes what CE and what kind of CE and how much CE, like I wish I had done a better job of keeping my CE tracked in CE Zoom.
Oh, yeah.
So just utilize it. You never know when you might need a lot more CE recorded.
For sure.
And then our second tip is to use the Tipisodes, which you're listening to right now, but After the podcast was out for a little bit, we developed the tipisodes, which are these quick and easy tips that we put out on Fridays. And then came Fast Facts on Monday. We started with the Perio edition with Katrina Sanders currently. That's on Mondays. And then we just launched Fast Facts Pharmacology. That's with Dr. Tom Viola. Y'all love when Tom comes on the podcast and gives his stuff. So we brought him on a regular basis with Fast Facts. And that's currently sponsored by Elevate. And you can find that on our website, atale2hygienist.com. It's in our videos. And then you can also find that on our social media and Instagram under the IGTV. And that's in our series. So you can check out all three of those, which are fantastic, quick, easy ways to get the content and information you need.
And the way that Tom does it too is, you know, he batches it out by topics, right? So they're going to be very related. Yeah. So if you wanted to binge watch several of them in a row, if you have 20 minutes and you're like, hey, I want to knock out three or four of these things, boom, let's go do it. And it's usually pretty related to, you know, a similar topic. So that we're so excited to have Tom doing these Fast Facts. We're so excited about, well, you guys all know I don't like video, but we're excited to have a video component finally to a Tale of Two Hygienists as a company. So that's really good.
Yeah.
Number three, mm-hmm. I think number three is social media.
Yes.
So I'm not the one to talk about social media. So Michelle's going to take over in just a minute. But here's the thing. We started our podcast off at the very, very beginning and nobody knew who we were. We put it on a couple of our social media pages, like groups that we were in, saying, hey, you know, we have this little podcast thing. And it grew and it grew and it grew. And a lot of it was due to social media and the shares and the likes. And then just now it's like word of mouth and all sorts of other things. We were able to grow this podcast largely without any sort of like advertising that we're doing this thing. So social media has been really key for us. But we think that if we flip it around, I think that you'll get something out of it too.
Yeah. And so our Instagram page is definitely filled with stuff all the time. We have on there Chairside Chats, which is a little series that you can find in our IGTV. I put that together it's not a regular basis, but every month you'll get a few of them. And it's just talking about products that you might use Chairside as a dental clinician. We have a docuseries that I did last year all about infection control and my journey as the infection control coordinator. That is on there as well. And I think that, I mean, we put out Science Sunday there, and we'll talk about Science Sunday in a minute, but we have that there as well. We have our interviews when they're launched. We have our giveaways, our product giveaways. Mm-hmm. So you can always check the link in our bio, and we try to highlight all of our giveaways on our social media as well. What's number four? Written content?
The website.
Oh, the
and
website.
And written content, yeah.
And written content. So our website, which we also didn't have for a while, and somebody was like, what are y'all doing?
We're like, guys, we've only been around for 3 years. Why do we need a website?
Like, why do we need a website? So we're a podcast. And we're like, okay, fine. So we got this website, atale2hygienist with an S at the end, .com. And on there, we have our ATOTH library. You can actually listen to all of our episodes there. You can actually search for one. So if you know it's on a topic or you want to find a topic, there is a search bar on there. So you could put in perio, you could put in uchiodiatu, and you will find all the episodes around that airway, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. And then you'll be able to access the CE pretty easily there. But then we have other resources. We have all of our videos. We have all of our written content. And we have, I mean, just everything. Everything we create, you can pretty much find on our website.
I think one of the things that we're trying to do, and hopefully if you've been with us for a long time, you've seen this journey, this evolution kind of happen. We want to cater to however you consume the good information that content, our guests bring yep. to us. We want to make that available to you. So whether it's through written, and a lot of people love social media content, that's how they get a lot of their information. And so we're trying to be, you know, setting a standard of high quality, information coming out on social media, because we know that some people, whether we tell them to or not, are going to take that as like the truth. That's how people get their news nowadays, unfortunately. So we want to make sure that there's also the opportunity, if you're a social media person, that you're getting good stuff there. If you're an audio person, we're getting it there. If you're a video watcher, we're getting it there. And all of those things, if you are like, wow, Andrew, that's just too many things. I can't go follow all of those channels. Well, just go to the website. Like, that's going to be your central location.
Yep. Yep. Perfect. And yeah, our newsletter. Is that our last
number
one?
Number 5. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we put out a newsletter every month. It kind of just recaps everything that happened in the month, all of our episodes, all of our tipisodes, and what is to come in the next month. If we have those interviews kind of already packed and ready to go, we can give you a heads up what's coming. And then we also have, we'll let you know product giveaways via email sometimes and send you out like special things that are happening. So we would love for you to subscribe to our newsletter, and you can do that at atailortwohygienists.com. Anything else, Andrew?
I feel like that pretty well wraps it up. I mean, again, yeah. Hopefully we've given lots of opportunity to give back to the community and the profession that we love so much. We're very grateful for all of our guests. We're grateful for all of our listeners, all of you guys that are supporting us, doing our thing. And again, with the newsletters, like it's the best way to probably keep in contact and keep abreast of all the new information that's coming out. So thank you guys all so much for this awesome journey that we're on.
Yeah. And honestly, I know we don't do this a lot. Andrew and I are, we don't like to ask for things, especially Andrew. But I will be brave enough to ask that if you do love what we do, you've listened to what we've been doing for the last few years, you could really support us by going and subscribing to the podcast, reviewing the podcast on iTunes, and subscribing to our newsletter. Because Andrew and I have found this to be a labor of love, but we love to do it for you guys. And if you can show some support and your love for the podcast, we'd appreciate that a whole bunch.
So I have one last thing before we sign off. Okay. We do have a survey that goes out every year, everyone. So if you have not, if you are following us on social media, emails, newsletters, all that stuff, you'll see it. But if you want to take part in crafting what you'll be hearing in 2022 or any other year, make sure that you're staying out for and looking out for that. It needs to be sent to us, though, for this year, for the 2022 content, by September 10th, which yep. we know is just right around the corner. So you have about a week or so to be able to get that back to us. But please participate, because that really means a lot to us.
It does. And we appreciate you guys. We really do. We hope you enjoyed this week's tipisode. Be sure to reach out to our guest experts and let them know how helpful their tips were. Follow A Tale of Two Hygienists on Facebook, Instagram, and head over to ataleoftwohygienists.com and subscribe to our newsletter. You can also email us at ataleoftwohygienists@gmail.com and keep listening for more awesome content from your unofficial dental hygiene podcast.